an interview with Grace Williams for the Youngstown State University Canfield Fair Project by Carrie Stanton at the administration building at the fairgrounds on May 18, 1983 at 9:30 a.m.
Okay. Can you tell me about when you first became associated with the fair?
Mm-hmm. Are you on now?
Yeah. Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that feels kind of fun. Well, I think my life started with fair.
Mm-hmm.
I was out of high school only a few months when I went to work for attorney E.R. Zigger.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, he was secretary of the fair.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, part of my work was to be the fair work. And little did I know then what I was really getting into.
Mm-hmm.
I remember a little bit about my first fair.
Good.
It was only a three-day fair.
Oh.
Friday, Saturday, and Monday. Entry day was always the day before the fair started. Now, these days, it starts, the entries close on August 10th,
mm-hmm.
which gives a lot of time for the directors to know what is coming in their various mm-hmm. departments and prepare for it. But in those days, it was the day before. And I was set to work on making poultry entries. I knew nothing about them. And there were probably 80 classes that could be entered, and no entry sheets had been made up. So for every new class that came in, I had to make up sheets. Hen full of cockerel, old breed, or old breeding pen, and young. And it seemed to me as though every exhibitor came in brought a different breed of chicken. So I had to make out a sheet for every one of those. And I don't know what time entries closed,
mm-hmm.
but I'm sure it was a long day for me. I remember the office. It was really in an old building,
mm-hmm.
and down in a field. There were no midways, of course, but top mm-hmm. midways in at that time, and it was down and off the beaten path.
Mm-hmm.
We had only one midway, Canfield Drive. And the toilet room was where the toilet rooms are at Gate 5. Mm-hmm. That's a long walk.
Oh, my.
That is about as much as I remember of my first fair. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm old, but I'm not old enough that early recollections mm-hmm. aren't as vivid, you
yeah.
know, as it,
yeah.
they say you get older,
yeah.
that happens.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not that stage yet.
Uh-huh.
So I don't remember too much about that. I know the first fairs, the grandstand entertainment was historical pageants. They had an agency come in weeks
mm-hmm.
before the fair started, and this, all the people in the community were involved.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, the fair spectators, knowing that so many of the people made it more
mm-hmm.
or very interesting to them.
Mm-hmm.
Then, the Depression years.
Yeah.
I know that they were hard on everybody, particularly the fair. So everything was, people were really hard up.
Mm-hmm.
And during the winter months before the fair of 32, all premiums were cut,
mm-hmm.
some as much as 25%. And even so, at the close of the fair, we owed $6,000 in premiums. And we only had $2,000 to pay them.
Mm.
So as far as I know, the first and only time this ever happened, they got only 30% of their premiums,
mm-hmm.
and the checks were marked
mm-hmm.
in full.
Mm-hmm.
However, a few years after that, when we had some better fares,
mm-hmm.
they were paid in
mm-hmm.
full.
Mm-hmm.
Those were the 30.
Yeah.
And then the
Did
war...
Did you have good attendance there then?
Considering everything,
yeah.
yes.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, there was gas rationing. Everything was, no, wait a minute, that was war years that we had the gas rationing. The war years were hard on us, too.
Mm-hmm.
At one point, the Department of Agriculture brought up the question of having all fairs discontinue for a year. And we didn't like, I say we, the fair board, made all those decisions.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't go much for that, but they felt that they would go along with anything that the department decided.
Mm-hmm.
Fortunately, there were enough people that wanted to go on
mm-hmm.
that we did have the fair.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, June, thank you. Oh, that is really hot.
Thank you.
Those years, the war years,
mm-hmm.
we were very patriotic. We bought 150 flags. That's a lot of flags. And we bought bombs.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the fair bought?
The fair bought.
Mm-hmm.
Any profit that we had, we used for buying bombs and donating to the services.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, as I said, that was a gas rationing
mm-hmm.
time.
Mm-hmm.
Food was scarce. I don't know how the concessionaires made out, but for displays, you know, everything was hard to get.
Yeah.
But we went on,
mm-hmm.
and of course most of the men were in the service,
mm-hmm.
and for the first time, all service people were admitted free to the fair,
mm-hmm.
and that has continued ever since.
Oh, I didn't realize that. Even now?
Yes,
oh.
all
mm-hmm.
through these years.
Was there for years there wasn't a fair?
No.
Always, they've gone on,
Yeah. Of course, I can't vouch for way back when in the first 100 years.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, those first years, in addition to learning to become a legal secretary, I was taking on more and more of the work.
Mm-hmm.
I made entries. We always had two or three extra people come in for making entries.
Mm-hmm.
Now we have a crew. Quite a few more.
Mm-hmm.
And after that first entry, or the entry day, I worked alone. I figured premiums, and in those days, no adding machines.
Mm-hmm.
Figured premiums, paid the checks, and did the so-called bookkeeping.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So then I was just gradually taking on. And back a few years after that, the man who had been in charge of concessions for many years left.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember saying to Mr. Seeger, who are you going to put on to take care of concessions? And he said, I don't know, I guess we're going to have to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I didn't see how we were going to take on anything more, but we did. And I got so that I liked it. I liked dealing with the concessionaires, made the reservations, and we assigned space a lot differently than they do today.
Mm-hmm.
But I got to know them, and now the fair is so big, and I don't handle... I worked on concessions up until the time I became secretary,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and then others took over, and now I have charge of the building space, and that's very, very small compared
mm-hmm.
with the outside space.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Give me a break.
Oh, sure. Go ahead. We can take those on the tape. They'll just...
Shut it off?
They'll just go on. Yeah.
While I gulp coffee.
Oh, okay. Was Mr. Ziegler's job, was that a full-time job?
No, see, he was an attorney.
Yeah.
That was his job.
Was just kind of our...
Yes. Just in the course, his office was in Youngstown,
mm-hmm.
and whatever fair business went on was handled from there.
So you really worked for him, and then...
As the legal secretary. This other was just kind of secondary job.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
as the years went by, did he eventually get into this more and more?
No. He was secretary and took, you know, care of everything along with his legal
uh-huh.
work.
Uh-huh.
But the office wasn't moved out here until he retired.
Mm-hmm.
And in the early days, we would just move everything pertaining to the fair over to the fairgrounds and then move back. And as the fair grew, that really became a big job,
mm-hmm.
trying to remember
yeah.
everything
yeah.
you had to take, or everything you had to bring over here.
But Mr. Miller said the office was down in Canfield.
Well, see, after Mr. Seeger retired, and I was made secretary,
mm-hmm.
Mr. Seeger also retired from the practice of law. So then they felt that the office really be in Canfield,
mm-hmm.
and we went to the 12 West Main Street. Mm-hmm. At that time, the Extension Service was on the lower floor,
mm-hmm.
and the people who owned the building, Kaiser Construction, had an office upstairs, and I was there. Well, in the meantime, they had the mentioning offices. The first one that I said was so horrible. We were there, I don't know how long, and then they decided to tear that building down.
That was on the fairway?
Yes, that was down in the field,
uh-huh.
down the west end of the building.
Uh-huh.
At that time, the grandstand had their parimutuels under the grandstand, and all the bedding was done uh-huh. up there. So there was a little corner space that the office went into there,
mm-hmm.
and oh, it was wild. After they would, they started paying off, you know, the grandstand was jammed. But we put up with that, I think, for about 2 years,
mm-hmm.
and then they built a new office, the front, it was two rooms, the front part of the present office, and oh, we thought that was just great. Well, the first thing you knew, I'm getting ahead of myself. They built this, and then I moved up to 12 West Main.
Mm-hmm.
So then they put an addition onto this office.
Mm-hmm.
But at that time, there wasn't much activity on the fairgrounds. And so that's why the board decided that I should be uptown rather than be down here.
Mm-hmm.
Then we had auto auctions starting. And after a length of time when there was a lot going on and I wouldn't be down here alone, then they decided
mm-hmm.
that we would move to the office down
mm-hmm.
here.
Mm-hmm.
And up until that time, I had worked alone. A lady in the next office helped when things would get too hectic.
Mm-hmm.
And she would come in and help, but we paid her by the hour. So then we moved down here, they felt that we should have full-time help. And but even all of this, we just thought this office was the greatest, and I still do. But at that time, there were no screens in the windows, and we had no heat.
No heat?
No. But when they put in the addition, they did install gas at that time.
But you don't have anything.
Well, by that time, we had gas.
Okay.
But as I say, no screens, no storm
mm-hmm.
windows, and folding chairs for the directors to sit on
mm-hmm.
when we had a meeting. And the meetings were at night and the bugs all got in.
Mm-hmm.
So that, you know, was something too. And then gradually, as the fair kept doing better, we got carpeting and air conditioning.
Mm-hmm.
And so that we are most comfortable now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How many directors were there?
Way back, mm-hmm. I think 12,
mm-hmm.
and they would increase from time to time,
mm-hmm.
and so now we have 17.
Mm-hmm. 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 Let's see here.
I became secretary in 55.
Oh, mm-hmm.
And that first year, we bought the 80-acre Wetmore farm to the south, that adjoined the grounds at the
mm-hmm.
south. At that time, there were $600 an acre, and interest was 3%. So quite a difference today.
Yeah, yeah.
As the fair grew, of course, when we bought the land, we knew that it was growing. Midways had been added.
Mm-hmm.
With the Wetmore farm, we could continue to add midways. And so it has just really grown. And I suppose the attendance figure as well as the acreage, you know, it's really just remarkable.
Do you think it's grown as much as it will grow?
Well, yes and no. We are so limited in
yeah.
here.
Yeah.
And because we are very, very fortunate in our location. That we have been able to stand acreage-wise, but the toilet rooms are all in this vicinity.
Mm-hmm.
We're moving south, but we can only handle so many
yeah.
people.
Yeah.
And our biggest year, you know, was over the 500,000 mark.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the one one fair was like around 140 some thousand in one day.
Oh,
and
wow.
That is too many people. It's scary.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's when, like, if you have toilet room problems, and I remember toilet room problems. But
they bought acreage.
It's 80 acres, 50 acres.
But
now we have 353. But see,
okay,
that's it. Beg your pardon? Yes, yes. And that will go into the parking,
mm-hmm.
but I can't see, you know, that we can do too
mm-hmm.
much more here.
Mm-hmm.
So that we're just kind of, if we get our 500,000, we feel that we're very lucky. We're the biggest county fair in the state. In fact, we're much larger than many state fairs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I understand that Ohio was one of the first states to have regulation fairs. It was actually regulated by the state.
Mm-hmm.
But that's why county fairs are so big in Ohio.
That's why we have such a good reputation as being a clean fair, clean
mm-hmm.
every way.
Mm-hmm.
Particularly the shows, singing shows, and have these girly,
yeah.
girly shows,
mm-hmm.
and have beer.
Mm-hmm. Are they real strict? They come around and check?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. We have inspectors here on the ground
mm-hmm.
all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Because we are so big.
Yeah.
The department has, you know, been running into money problems
mm-hmm.
like everybody else, and they've cut down
mm-hmm.
days that inspectors go to other fairs, but they keep them here because
mm-hmm.
the fair is so big.
What kind of things would they inspect?
Games. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And then, of course, the Board of Health is here on the ground. They inspect all the food stands.
Mm-hmm.
But the inspectors, the rides and the shows
mm-hmm.
and the games.
I remember Esther Hamilton used to talk about
peanuts.
The peanuts, checking
yes,
in the peanuts,
yes.
see if they were enough for the bag.
Good old Esther.
Yeah. What do you remember about some of the old timers, Zigger and Kilcawley and Mr. Bishop? No one seems to remember them.
I don't know. Let's see what I can remember. Mr. Bishop was on the board
mm-hmm.
for, he was one of the older members, and he was president for a number of years,
mm-hmm.
and then he was re-elected a president, president again, and at the close of 2 years, he recommended that presidents serve only 2 years.
Oh.
Give others a chance at it. He thought that that was a better thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so that has continued ever since. And it has worked out very well.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Kilcawley, he was a great person too. He was the one that I remember originally. The treasurer's office was a custard stand that had been moved onto the fairgrounds to be used as a custard stand at daytime. And after a few years, the person owning it wanted to get rid of it, and we decided to buy that and use it as the treasurer's office. One of the first, during the first years that I was secretary, we didn't have very much done in landscaping, and I was working at concessions at that time, had the arts building, and a man wanted space, and he was interested in space out in the grounds.
Mm-hmm.
And I talked him into going into the arts building at the entrance so that
mm-hmm.
when people want, in the first impression, you know, with all these beautiful green shrubs.
Uh-huh.
And then he made a deal that for this free space in there, he would landscape around, do some of the plantings around the office.
Mm-hmm.
So Mr. Kilcawley looked the situation over, and he went to the man who was doing the planting and said that he would like the treasurer's office landscape too.
Mm-hmm.
And the man didn't know him at all. Mr. Kilcawley was a very wealthy man, and the man who was doing the planting didn't know him. He
mm-hmm.
came to me and he said, he told me he would pay for that if he could. Oh, we got quite a kick out of that. Then Mr. Kilcawley is the one who was responsible for starting us on our name shows. Didn't anybody mention that?
No.
No? Well, of course, back in those days, we had graduated from the historical pageants, participating
mm-hmm.
local people, And we had booking agencies that would come in and book the shows. And Mr. Kilcally was listening to the Lennon Sisters and Lawrence Welk,
mm-hmm.
and he thought they were the greatest. And he wanted to see if we could get them at the fair. And he said he would we'd never paid so much, $5,000 a day we paid him. That was an enormous amount in those days. And he said he would underwrite it. So we cleared everything, and the Lennon Sisters came.
Mm-hmm.
And he was retiring, and he said, I think you should go to the airport to meet them.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember Bob Rose, don't remember who else, somebody else, and I went to the airport to meet them.
Mm-hmm.
And on the way, there was a man from, I don't even remember who he was from, but he wanted to give him a key to the city.
Mm-hmm.
So he had a great big key made up. And along the way, we picked him up and took him to the airport so he could present with a key to the city. And I think that really started. We didn't continue with names immediately
mm-hmm.
after that,
mm-hmm.
but we brought them back the second year they had gone for so well.
I remember them the second year.
Yeah. Their father came with them, and he was a very fine man,
mm-hmm.
too.
Mm-hmm.
But before they arrived, I remember going with, I don't know who, Bob or somebody,
mm-hmm.
to check on motels for
mm-hmm.
them.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to the Williams Motel, no relation.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know whether Williams Motel is still over on Market Street, but they felt that would be a nice family-type
mm-hmm.
motel
mm-hmm.
for them to go into. So we had made arrangements for that. And they went over very, very big. They were sweet kids.
Mm-hmm.
Janet, I think, was about 8 or 10 at that time. So they brought them back the second year. And the second year, we had rain. Mr. Kilcally invited them out to his place. Had a very beautiful home on Nothing Well.
Mm-hmm.
He invited them out there, and I went too. And they were interviewed by Lifka, the Vindicator.
Yeah.
But the rain spoiled the afternoon show, but then they felt, you see, that 2 years was enough.
Mm-hmm.
But he,
mm-hmm.
did, he played a great, great part in the fair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. But
how
many more
times
about Bob Hope?
Yeah, Bob Hope, I think. We
is
had
he
a lot.
Here just once?
No, he's here 2 years
uh-huh.
also. But I remember the headlines of the Vindicator special edition of Bob Hope coming to the fair. And ever since, we've had really top
mm-hmm.
things. We had it before that too, but I
yeah.
mean really top down.
Mm-hmm. What's this I hear about you and the rooster throwing contest?
Back in the early days, we still visit other fairs, always looking for ideas.
Mm-hmm.
And 1 year we had an international association workshop, and it was a district shop workshop, and it included fairs
mm-hmm.
from 5x5 fairs. And there was a group from the Indiana State Fair there, and they told about a rooster throwing contest.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, that sounds good. So I got all the information I could from them. They had a premium list along showing their rules, and I got a copy of that, and on the page was a picture of a rooster. And we followed, and I came back with it. We presented it to Howard Moore, who was then in charge of the poultry department.
Mm-hmm.
He liked the idea, so we decided to proceed. We're following most of their rules, and I thought, we can't copy everything. We have to get a new rooster.
Mm-hmm.
So I went up to the Morning Dispatch, and Ralph Fowler got out his books of pictures. And the minute I saw this particular one, ours, I call, I knew that that was for us.
Uh-huh.
So for a few years, we continued to use that rooster, and finally each year there would be a change in the cover of our premium list, and we would change the roosters,
mm-hmm.
always using that. And then after a few years, our publicity man said, don't you think it's time for a change in the cover of your premium list? Well, by that time, it was catching on. And I said, no, I want to continue with the rooster. So that we have that ever since. And we use it now on just everything we can. Our stationery, our advertising, and just every way we can. So that we have become known, you know, with the rooster as something to crow about. Then one year we were in Chicago at convention. And they had a display area there, and Chuck Blunt came up, rushing up to me, and he says, I want you to see something. So he took me over to this area, and here was our big rooster. And we just have to have that. And because their business is located in Los Angeles, because they were, if we were in Chicago, halfway around, or halfway across the country, he gave it to us as a special prize. And so it too has become a part of the fair. Then back a few years ago, it disappeared. Did you hear? Homer told you about that. Well, I won't go into that.
Oh, yeah, go ahead, tell your side.
Well, we were really sick about it. And we thought, well, you know,
it was. Did this happen around here?
It was right after the fair. He had put up over the grand, or over the ticket office. And we thought that it was out of reach and well protected, that we wouldn't have to worry about a thing. But the rooster was gone. And days
when did you notice it was gone? Did somebody immediately say it?
I don't think immediately. At least I didn't notice immediately. But days went by, and we said there was not a word. We didn't hear anything about it. It was in. It was after the fair, along toward the latter part of September, as I remember. Anyway, Poland and Canfield have a big football game on. And somebody said, I'll bet one of those schools has taken that. But they were so quiet about it, we never got word. Well, anyway, I had the name and address of the company where we had got it. And I wrote to them. I thought, oh, the price will be out of this world by now, but I would still write and see if there might be one available. And the letter came back that they were out of business. So then I really was sick. Then I think it was in early December.
That long?
Oh, it was, yes, it was quite a while. And one morning I came around to pass the maintenance and out over here, and here was the rooster in the yard. And they had discovered it up at the Canfield High School. So ever since, but ever since it is taken down after the fair and doesn't go up until just before the fair, so that we try to protect it. Although here a year or so ago it disappeared again, but only for a matter of days. But speaking of the convention and being in Chicago and all, Homer Schaefer is our real innovator as far as the fair is concerned. I'm sure he's told you about all the things he had his finger in, one of them the International. And that was really a great year. We had beautiful floats, and they put on a very, very fine display. It was in a tent, and they had entertainment at the grandstand. And we got a lot of good publicity on that. Well, for years, we had been a member of the International Association of Fairs and Expositions. This covers all fairs in the United States and Canada, a few in England. But we had never sent anyone to the convention. And that, following that fair, with all the good publicity we had, I was invited to go to Chicago and speak at the convention. I went all by myself, and fortunately, I had a good friend there who had been attending convention, knew her way around. She was executive secretary of our Ohio Fair Managers Association, as well as being secretary of the Montgomery County Fair in Dayton. She took me under her wing and introduced me to all the right people and took me to the meetings I should go to. And So there I was, and I remember the day that I was to talk. I was on the platform with, I think, about 6 or 8 from other fairs, all big fairs. It was the State Fair of Texas and the Pomona Fair, which is the biggest county fair in the country. Mm-hmm. That's the Los Angeles County Fair. Mm-hmm. And I thought to myself, I was the only one from a county fair, and I thought, what in the world am I doing up here? And I told them about the exhibit.
Mm-hmm.
And then following, that was in early December, then our state convention is in January.
Mm-hmm.
And so then they had me tell about it again there.
Mm-hmm.
At that time, I was on the executive committee of the Ohio Fair Managers Association. Mm-hmm. That made me eligible to attend the meetings and be a part of the Federation of Fairs, connected with international.
Mm-hmm.
So I was elected two years on that board.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the first time I was elected to that. I was also elected to the executive committee of the international board.
Mm-hmm.
You served just for 1 year on that, and then after a couple of years I was appointed again. So that gradually Canfield was becoming well known.
Uh-huh.
At the convention. The first 2 years I went alone, and then my uncle Agnew was president. I talked so much about convention,
mm-hmm.
he wanted to see what it was all
mm-hmm.
about. So he and his wife went. They came back, and they talked so much about convention that others went, and now most of the board goes to the international.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It was in Chicago, now it is in the States.
Mm-hmm.
And,
when you say international,
This is the International Association of Fairs,
mm-hmm.
that cover all affairs in the United States,
mm-hmm.
Canada, and there are some from England.
Oh.
So
mm-hmm.
that, you know, they have a big group going for
mm-hmm.
representation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You get a lot of ideas. They have exhibits.
Yes. Mm-hmm. When I say exhibits, trade, they have a big
yeah.
trade show.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get all kinds of ideas
mm-hmm.
there. Remember, one thing we've been having here is IQ Zoo, talking chickens. Of course, they had a chicken, not a rooster, but they play games with these,
mm-hmm.
and we like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so eventually they came to the fair, and they've been coming now for the past
mm-hmm.
few years,
mm-hmm.
too. But they have meetings that fairs tell about what they do,
mm-hmm.
and that's where you get your ideas.
Good. Mm-hmm. I almost forgot to mention McDonald's Farm. Where did that idea?
Well, many fairs have McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
They call them, there's the petting zoo.
Yeah.
And of course they have, petting zoos will have animals,
mm-hmm.
but ours are all farm animals.
Yes.
And that, I don't know where
mm-hmm.
they're.
It's a particularly nice one, I think.
Yes. The children love
mm-hmm.
it. It's
yeah.
very great education
mm-hmm.
for them.
Oh, I know what I wanted to ask. Thank you, coffee, too.
Yeah.
no one seemed to know exactly what the fairies used for during the year, they said, ask Ray.
For a long time, nothing went on after the close of the fair.
Mm-hmm.
And then we started these art auctions.
Mm-hmm. When did they start?
Can't tell you. 50,
60?
I would say the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
All the time goes so
mm-hmm.
fast, and we've
yeah.
had several of them here.
Mm-hmm.
But they started, and then we started meetings. People would tell, you know, what they were doing. Some
mm-hmm.
of them were using their buildings for storage. So then we went to the storage, and now we use all available space for
mm-hmm.
storage
mm-hmm.
of boats,
oh.
trailers, and that takes care of, brings in income, you know, off season. Now, with our buildings not being heated, we have to use it for that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
The big state fairgrounds that have all their buildings heated. They can have all, and have big buildings, can
yeah.
have all kinds of events during the
mm-hmm.
winter months. But we can't, but that has helped us
mm-hmm.
considerably.
Mm-hmm.
Is that hay and grain building heated?
No. No, the only buildings that are heated is the office, maintenance, and the arts and crafts building.
That's
mm-hmm. But we use that for storage too. We don't use it for events of any kind.
No. Mm-hmm. Nothing really have. Christmas shows?
Well, you see, we start storage the 1st of November, and they have to be out the 1st of May.
Mm-hmm.
Then during the summer season, we book all these other events.
Oh, mm-hmm.
And there are things going on just all the time, mm-hmm. 2 and 3 things over the
mm-hmm.
weekends.
Mm-hmm. Like what?
We have all kinds of shows, antique shows, craft shows,
mm-hmm.
poultry show, horse show, dog show, cat show. Horse and pony,
uh-huh.
the named horse,
uh-huh.
but 4-H use the 4-H rings every weekend.
Oh, do
they? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Had a new one last year, but in the past, and
mm-hmm.
had the pony palace at the south end of the grounds last year. Through the help of the Rotary Club, they put in a new track
mm-hmm.
and new facilities over at the north end. So the track is busy every weekend.
They rent the barns?
The 4-H?
All the barns.
The racehorses, yeah. Yes, those are all rented.
They rent them.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Year-round, they use the track for training.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
So that goes on.
Whatever happened to those old red barns?
Oh, you remember the old red barn?
Yeah,
you do?
Yes.
Well, way back when, we had for, I don't know how long, horse racing. Now, this is running races, and we needed facilities for that, and barns were put up,
mm-hmm.
and they were makeshift.
Mm-hmm.
And then, even though we discontinued the running races and didn't use the barns today, we needed them at fair time.
Mm-hmm.
And we would keep hanging on and to have kickoff dinners, and speaking of Mr. Bishop, he would be the narrator, and he would always point out the old barns. They're going to be gone next year, and next year they were still standing. But eventually we were so.
Is there a fire?
One year we had, a couple of different years, we had Ringling Brothers Circus during,
mm-hmm.
here, during the summer months.
Mm-hmm.
And that the show, you know, was a great place for it.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember I was up at 12 West Main Street at that time, and I didn't usually stop at the fairgrounds on my way to work, but for some reason, on a real lovely morning, I decided to, for no good reason at all, to drive down to the fairgrounds, and the fire was just starting.
Mm.
Oh, it was sickening. I don't recall how many horses were lost, but it was a real tragedy, and that was a long in July,
mm-hmm.
so that,
mm-hmm.
You know, it's so close to the fair that
mm-hmm.
it created a real problem.
Yeah.
But,
the owners themselves?
They have to provide their
mm-hmm.
insurance as far as the
mm-hmm.
horses are concerned.
Mm-hmm.
When the fair is over, we always sigh of relief thinking that no fire, no great tragedy, because It can really be.
There's never been.
No, keep fingers
uh-huh.
crossed all the time.
Yeah.
No, we've had, you know, accidents
mm-hmm.
and rides and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
But no, nothing really major.
No, really bad weather besides spring.
We've always had our share of rain and wind storms, but the worst ever was that 5-day rain. Oh, it rained. Day and
night. That wasn't too long ago, was it?
No. When I say 5 days, the first day of the fair was beautiful, and we thought, oh, this is going to be a good, good fair. And it started raining that night, and it never stopped, day or night.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, it was a sea of mud.
Mm-hmm.
Or something we don't even like to think about.
Mm-hmm.
Ground, we were months recovering the damage that was done.
Uh-huh.
You know, rain really hurts.
Mm-hmm.
But somehow, I mean, all affairs, any outdoor event has to go through that. So you just accept it and keep hoping for the best.
Well, people still come, but they don't come back a second time.
If they get stuck in the mud, they don't for sure. But with all our blacktop midways, you know, it's pretty good. And we do have people that come regardless.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, we thought we were going to be off to a bad start because we had two really hard rains that first day.
Mm-hmm.
Then the next day, it was sunny, windy, and things dried out fast so that from the rest of the time, it was very good. Now, going back to some of my early days as secretary, I worked very closely with the exhibitors and concessionaires, as I say, and also the floral department. At that time, it was the Garden Forum was just getting started. They had a 10 or 15 foot space where they did flower arranging. Then eventually, in some of the trips that I took, going to another fair, they had gardens inside a building, and that appealed to me. They were lovely, lovely gardens. So when they decided to move the floral exhibit down to the present pumpkin building, the east side of that building, the roof is low, and it just seemed a perfect spot for gardens. We had the gardens for quite a few years. And then, like everything else, people began losing interest. And they were having trouble, the Garden Forum was having trouble getting clubs to do or take care of them, and so we gave that up. Then there was a period that we had decorated doors at the Garden Club to already do that. Then that was discontinued too. But the last couple of years, we've brought back a few decorated doors in the floral department. So that we change, you know, with changing times and people's ideas. We have tried, we worked in where anything at all we can. One year, a Singer sewing machine had a national sewing contest, and Mary Jane Deal, a Penfield girl, was the national winner. And part of her winnings was a trip to Paris. We had made arrangements earlier for her to exhibit her clothes here. And I remember she got back just a few days before it started. And it was a wild scramble to get everything set up, but we did. And there was a lot of good publicity on that.
I remember that.
Do you?
I remember that. It was
D-I-E-H-L.
Yeah.
That's what it said. So we've had all kinds of some lovely exhibits. There was a Joe Ellis that had a butterfly collection of 25 years, and he showed that for a number of years.
Yeah. I did. Okay. Yeah.
Well, the windows are used at concession time, mm-hmm. a fair time for concessionaires. All the business is done through the windows.
Mm-hmm.
And
What kind of business? Like, not money. The money goes...
Well, they come here before the fair starts. They come in here, pay their balance,
mm-hmm.
and then go to maintenance. They get a permit here, go to maintenance, sign up for electric, and then assign their space and can go to their space. So the girls for a week, you know, take in the money here.
Mm-hmm.
Then you wouldn't believe the questions they're asked. People are given tickets. If they have a concession, they're given a certain number of tickets to come in at the gate for their workers.
Mm-hmm.
There's somebody else coming back for more tickets. And as I say, the questions, you just can't believe the questions in there. So that they keep these girls busy for that.
Mm-hmm.
Then as soon as the judging is over, the first judging starts on Thursday, and as soon as that, the reports are completed and brought in here, we have a crew that starts working on figuring premiums.
Mm-hmm.
And they continue, the judging goes on through the last day of the fair.
Don't they know what the premiums will be before?
Yeah, yes. Yeah, see, we have judges' sheets made up.
Mm-hmm.
And so those are the sheets that come in showing who has won and the amount that they are entitled to. And that's what the girls figure.
Do they pay? They don't pay that by
hand. No. They write the checks. And as a rule, the checks are ready to mail when the fair is over. Sometimes it takes a day or two to clear up everything.
Mm-hmm.
But that was the work that I did way back working alone when I said no adding machine, figuring premium. And of course we don't have to pay that early. And because I was working alone, we took the allotted time of getting the checks mailed to the people.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a big, you'll have to come back at fair time and come in and visit us and see what it's like.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be nice. Oh, I know. How much do they charge for a space? Does it depend where it is?
It depends.
Like, say, would it be higher priced right around?
No. No, it all depends on what they have. Games cost more. That's $35 a foot.
Mm-hmm.
And but the average
for the length of the
food,
fair,
for the food and games pay more too. Games and shows and novelties.
Mm-hmm.
But for food and just items being sold on the outside, it's $20 a foot.
Mm-hmm.
Then they have to pay an electric charge.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're using electrical equipment, there's extra charge for that. That we have a man collect for that.
Mm-hmm.
In the buildings, it's just straight $35 a foot frontage, just for the frontage.
Do the concessionaires pay a percent?
No.
Just
no. The rides, pays. They pay a percentage.
Oh, do they?
Uh-huh. But no one else.
It's not that ahead. It's afterwards.
Mm. Well, they know ahead what the percentage is going to be.
Yeah, but they don't know what the total.
No, not until. Of course, if they have a rough year, we don't make as much then either.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. When did the fairs start? Remember when it used to be on Sundays, it didn't open until 12 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
When did it go to that? Why?
I can't remember the year,
mm-hmm.
but we used to charge at the gate for parking,
mm-hmm.
and these first Sunday fairs, the churches didn't like the idea of having a Sunday fair,
mm-hmm.
and so we didn't open until like 12:30. Well, this one year we had bad weather before the fair, and the fair weather was beautiful, and on Sunday, everybody was going to come on Sunday at the same time. At that time, we had our county high school band's concert. And of course, all the families were coming. So traffic started piling up. Oh, and it piled up, but did it pile up?
Uh-huh.
And for miles and for hours. Do you remember that?
I think
I was probably in one of those jams.
Enterprise and Kids took Pop out and sold a lot of the cars that were still. Some car, a few here and there, ran out of gas, and they were just there. Oh, it was really a mess. So the board decided that there would be no more charging for parking, and that cars could. Then we fenced the so-called fair in, and they all went outside, and then they could go right in. We put gates so that then they could pay at the gate. And that was one of the best things we ever did.
Yeah, that helped quite a bit.
Yes. Traffic still gets tied up.
Is there a special gate for exhibitors, though?
Yes.
They go in by the car? They still have a pass in the window? Or?
Well, it was the gate they had to go in. See, that's what concessionaires and exhibitors get, cattle exhibitors. They knew. This number shows where they were to, what gate they were to use. And then there are the gates, Kilcolly Gates event, Kilcolly Drive, Kilcolly Gate was named for Mr. Kilcolly. And Findlay Gate was named for him. His widow did all the landscaping done over at that gate as in memory of him. And he played a large part in our auto races for years. He had the auto races.
And, what do you remember about him?
Oh, he was a fine person. He was too. And
were they from around here?
No, they were from Pittsburgh. But they were getting in here at the very beginning of auto racing. And his first few years were very good. Then they were getting more popular all around, and business kind of fell off. And then when he died, his nephew took over, working with his Charlie's wife. And then George Findlay died very suddenly.
That was the nephew?
Yes. He had a heart attack. And then someone else who had been working closely with George worked with Mrs. Findlay. But it was on the down. And they eventually gave up. And another man came in. But there were too many around this area. And by that time, we were hearing all kinds of complaints from residents on Fairbank Boulevard. And just decided that we wouldn't have any more auto races.
Is that the only time you ever really had complaints from the neighbors around the races?
No, we hear complaints about the dust and the track if it's a dry year and the wind's blowing that direction. We hear complaints about all the dust from the track. Now, of course, this will be a new experience for this year, the track over here. And I don't know what that will bring.
Did they just build that track?
Just last year.
They didn't use it last year at the fair?
No. Oh, at the fair, yes. Yes, it was completed just in time for... This is the one that I said, the rotary. Made responsible and made it possible.
It's clear over by the fence.
See, the 4-H animals are all over, livestock are all over here. And then the other 4-H building down the far end for the other exhibits. And when we built the cow barns, the dairy cattle all moved down there. The beef cattle is still up here. We don't have as many in those classes, so they're still up here. And then they were able to give more room for the 4-H livestock.
You've seen the amount of people, exhibitors, and some of the livestock. They're not quite as many as there used to be.
Oh, we have a real good, compared with the state, we have a very...
You still have a good...
Very good. The beef cattle has fallen off some, but the dairy cattle's right up there. And from time to time, things changed. There were a few years that the swine exhibits fell off. There was a disease going around, and that fell off. We've always had a very good sheep. And the poultry really gets bigger and bigger. I'm glad I'm not making entries. Writing out sheets for every class.
All those chickens.
Yeah. So you see, in a way, I had my start with roosters. And it's just kind of continued.
Is that a new barn with the rabbits and the poultry? Is that a fairly new barn? Somebody was saying the chickens used to be in the tent.
Well, chickens have been
all flew down. But, yeah.
Yes, I think that was over here. That poultry at one time was down where the pumpkin show is.
Mm-hmm.
And when we built Pony Barns and the poultry house, keeping swine down in that area,
mm-hmm.
the poultry was moved. And that's when the floral department went in.
Mm-hmm.
And then the floral moved to the so-called arts and crafts building. And that's when the pumpkin came
mm-hmm.
in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So there's been a lot of shifting around, you know, from building to building, always with the idea that we can improve what we have.
Especially barns are now.
Mm-hmm. We really need a new exhibit building. What was that for? Commercial people.
Uh-huh.
Because uh-huh. we have just the three. Back a few years ago, they decided they moved the Pell Mutuals outside.
Mm-hmm.
And then for several years, there was nothing under the grandstand. And we realized that was good, wasted space.
Yeah.
So then we put in commercial exhibits up there.
Mm-hmm.
Then the sheriff wanted a building built. And so they decided to take off some of that commercial exhibit space and put an area in there for the sheriff to use.
Mm-hmm.
So we're very, very limited on building space and have a waiting list. Oh, such a long waiting list. People tell us they've been trying to get in for years, but the exhibitors come back year after year, and we don't have many cancellations.
Mm-hmm.
And until we have a cancellation, we just can't take new ones.
Do the people who have been coming for years, do they get first dibs?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, do they?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. We send out reservation forms the middle of February. We never hold over names or anything. Everything's done in the middle of February.
Mm-hmm.
And these people get first chance on their location.
Mm-hmm.
And then we start accepting new ones.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Hmm. I noticed that. There aren't many troop tents anymore.
No, there used to be, but they don't like to work.
Yeah.
It's hard work.
Yeah.
One year my church, in fact for many years, my church had a tent here.
Mm-hmm.
And oh, it's what I think of, you know, what all was
mm-hmm.
involved.
Mm-hmm.
And as it many times does, fall back on those same people.
Yeah.
And they just give it to us. They gave it up. So we like the church tents because people know that the food is good.
Yeah.
And the Austintown Church has been over here in Colonial Inn for many years. Before that, they were down the west end of the grounds.
Mm-hmm.
And they keep coming back.
Mm-hmm.
It's a money-making thing. The Poland Methodist Church
had
a big, oh, they had a wonderful setup out there.
Now, we've done a lot of interviews. They're having their 150th anniversary.
Oh, uh-huh.
And they did a lot of interviews with them, and they all talk about when they came out, when their church burned down, they had to make money to build a new one, and they came out here, and I don't know how many years they were here.
A number of years. They had wonderful organization. Different times, you know, we mentioned that. Wish they were back.
Mm-hmm. Well, most of those people just aren't around anymore.
Mm. Well, there again, they would be older and the work involved. Many of them were businessmen and took their vacations like a lot of other people do during time.
Yeah, you get a lot of people that do that?
Oh, yes. Yes, a great many.
Mm-hmm.
Back for our 100th anniversary, they had a 10-day fair. And then the 125th, we went to 6 days. But it doesn't pay us.
No?
No. No, the payroll goes up and your attendance is spread out.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only thing. And so many people do take their vacations And with the holiday weekend, you see, they can take those mm-hmm. extra days.
Mm-hmm.
That, but no, it doesn't work out.
Mm-hmm. How many people, approximately, how many people do you employ during fair? A lot.
You know, June made out the W-2 forms, and she had close to 800, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
Now, of course, this includes regular help,
mm-hmm.
but we have two of maintenance, 1, 2, 3 here in the office.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, it's all extra help.
All extra. A lot of college
yes.
kids.
Mm-hmm. Many kids come and work on maintenance during the summer,
mm-hmm.
and the other gates, mostly gates and ushers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Mr. Bowman is...
I looked at the clock.
Oh, it's 20:11. Mr. Bowman says that the people that work the gates are all bankers, and they
mm-hmm.
just get minimum wage and
mm-hmm.
have a good time,
mm-hmm.
take their vacations, and
uh-huh.
the same people come back all the time.
Yeah, people... Not only the workers take their vacations, I know people that come from Connecticut on their vacation.
Mm-hmm.
And the other day we had a letter inquiring about trailer space during the fair.
Mm-hmm.
And a man said that he had, out of 25 years, he had missed only 2 fairs and was planning on coming back for this one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's really amazing. People love this fair.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a trailer space down there. Is that relatively new? You charge extra for people
oh,
to go in there
oh,
with
yes,
the
yes.
park their RVs and
what 10 years, maybe longer.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Probably longer. It started out that in our ads we had invited people to bring come in their trailers and vacation at the fair. And it has really become something big that at times we wonder
uh-huh,
if we did
uh-huh,
that.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. They come in only for 5 days and they stay 5 days.
That's it.
Ah.
Mm-hmm.
You charge a certain amount of days.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And for the length of the,
mm-hmm.
the size of the trailer.
Mm-hmm.
And we have...
Oh, you even have hookups there.
Yeah.
Oh.
And they pay, you know, the charge
mm-hmm.
is... if they have the electricity that is entered into
mm-hmm.
their charge. And if they don't, like, then of course it's a little less.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But
when do you feel that the fair is all ready?
You never feel that it's all ready.
Not even the day before.
No, but it's like Christmas. If you're not ready, well,
yeah.
you
yeah.
just... go on.
You start right after the fair, getting ready for the next one?
Yes, and no, we have a meeting shortly after,
mm-hmm.
board meeting after the fair, and to talk about what we want to do for the
mm-hmm.
coming fair and
mm-hmm.
things that should be changed. And so from that angle, they start in
mm-hmm.
immediately.
Mm-hmm.
During fair, the board meets every day at noon.
Mm-hmm.
And, that was started quite a few years
mm-hmm.
ago,
mm-hmm.
and that has continued.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
One time, when we weren't having Sunday morning fairs, didn't open until noon, the board took a ride around the grounds, just checking on things when people weren't here, you know,
mm-hmm.
seeing what it looked like. And then so many concessions, we have so many of those in the kind of impossible to get around, and
yeah.
the so-called Kilcolly wagon, he provided the Kilcolly wagon,
mm-hmm.
and you asked about Mr. Kilcolly,
mm-hmm.
and so we used that on the grounds. Are you familiar with that?
I think I've seen pictures of it.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people can come by a tractor, and
mm-hmm.
people can sit on that, yeah. See the fair.
Mm-hmm.
We used to have, we didn't have a really senior citizens day, but we would take them around on that wagon. But again, it can't get through. The crowd
yeah.
gets
yeah.
too great.
Is that why you discontinued the parade too?
Yes.
They couldn't get through.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Well, So you've seen the fair change quite a bit.
Oh, I surely have, from the acreage to the attendance.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how much I've told you of what you want to know. I hope something, when Howard Ailey was writing our history, I said, and he would, you know, have me read.
Mm-hmm.
I said to him, and you tell what the directors, all their accomplishments,
mm-hmm.
just what have I done for the fair? And he said, well, you were the cog.
That's
you
right.
are the cog.
Right.
And so I like to think that I have a small, have had
mm-hmm.
a small
mm-hmm.
part in it.
Mm-hmm.
I've never married. When I could, I wouldn't, and when I would, I couldn't. But different times people have said to me, the board was lucky that you didn't have family ties that interfered with the fair. You could give your undivided attention
mm-hmm,
to
mm-hmm.
it.
Well, this is your family.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. It's been my life.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything about that?
Only that it's been great. I've enjoyed it very much.
Mm-hmm.
As I said, I've met so many wonderful people,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I've been very fortunate in my fair boards. Everyone has been a really fine person,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I've been proud of them.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome.